The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, as John speaks in his gospel, we sometimes ask the question, what's in a name? What is in a name? Shakespeare says that a rose by any other name would still smell sweet. Johnny Cash sings about a guy who had his world turned upside down because his name was Sue. And so sometimes I guess names really do mean something. Names really matter at times. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today is what the church calls the second Sunday after Christmas. And then in 3 days, on January the 6th, it's going to be Epiphany. And that means the official end of Christmas. But in the Eastern Orthodox tradition, Epiphany is Christmas. Epiphany is the day that the wise men arrived where Joseph and Mary were staying with a baby boy in the manger named Jesus. Now, we don't know whether these wise men were astrologers or whether they were gentle wizards or whether they were just outside the box scholars of their day. But they followed that strange star that they saw, the star that led them to Bethlehem. And they were looking for what was at the end of that trail, or at the end of the rainbow. They weren't sure what they were going to find. But they went on their trek. They knew they were going to find something, and they were prepared for all types of possibilities. One of the wise men brought a gift. He brought a gift of pure gold. In those days, gold was a gift for royalty. It was a gift for a king. But for a baby in the stable and laid in a manger, how could anyone ever see this kid being a king? But to leave a gift of gold for that child laying in that manger was a true testimony of faith. The second wise man brought a gift of frankincense. And frankincense was a gift for a priest. It was a gift for someone who would serve God's mission in this world. A gift that would give a sense of peace to anyone who made the sacrifice. So we don't really see in our minds how this baby in this manger could look like a potential powerful priest. And he probably didn't look to them like it. Leaving this expensive gift with him was another true act of faith. And then the third wise man brought a gift of myrrh. And maybe he was the most insightful wise man of them all, because myrrh is used as an embalming spice. It's used in burial rituals. It's not very traditional as a gift for a baby in the manger. But what an amazing prediction of Jesus' life this would be on this earth. A king, a priest, a Messiah. The birth of Jesus changed the definition of kingship from power to service. And Jesus' birth redefined the work of priesthood. He changed the meaning of a lot of things. Priesthood is not bringing earth to God, but priesthood is bringing God down to earth. We can't go up on our own. But God, through the birth of Jesus Christ, can come down to us as he does. What humility that is. And the gift of myrrh also gives us a glimpse into the end of Jesus' journey. It wouldn't be the end of a triumphant victory. But it would be the end in personal sacrifice and death. And so in today's gospel, John proclaims that to all who received him, all who believe in his name, he gave the power to become children of God. But what name were the disciples confessing when they met him. King, priest, Messiah. King Jesus, high priest Jesus, Messiah Jesus. What name do you believe in right now? Do you truly have a name you believe in? Do you believe in the politician who promises you a more secure future and who promises to make it easier for you to pay off your debts? Do you believe in the name of your employer who pledges that somehow things are going to get better in the next quarter and he keeps dangling the carrot of a bonus? Or do you believe in a celebrity that you follow, that you think is the rising star, or the powers of this world? Or do you believe in the Prince of Peace? You believe in his name? Do you believe in the name above all names? The name under which every knee shall bow? Or maybe you're hedging your bets. There have been a lot of names that have been game changers in this world, the Caesars, the Constantines, Martin Luther's, the John Calvin's, Napoleon's, Washington, Roosevelt's, Martin Luther King's. That's only a few. But you know, those important names that we think and talk about every day, they only bring changes in stuff. They bring changes to us in stuff and in state. They don't make changes in our souls. Maybe the names that shape the course of your life and my life are probably not big names. But it would be like your uncle who took you fishing every other week just because. Maybe it's your sister who drove you crazy and loved you always, no matter what. Maybe it's that teacher who inspired you in math or literature or science. Or it's a coach who toughened you physically and taught you emotionally. But Jesus is the only name that we can ever call on for changes in our life. Jesus is the only name that can ever change course of our life story. The only one who can save the stuff of our souls. Jesus, King, Priest, Messiah. Jesus came to earth in human flesh to give us a name for God's love. And Jesus' birth and life and sacrifice and death shows us how to offer the name of God's love to everyone that we meet. There was a great Russian writer who wrote about a woman. He wrote, "Once upon a time, there was a peasant woman. A very wicked woman she was. And she died, and she didn't leave one single good deed behind. And the devil caught her and plunged her into the lake of fire. And so her guardian angel stood, and he wondered, what kind of good deed of hers can I remember to go tell God? Oh, he remembered she once pulled an onion from her garden and gave to a beggar woman. And so he told that story to God, and God said, you take that onion to her. You hold it out in her lake and let her take hold of it and be pulled out. And if you can pull her out of the lake with that onion, she can go and live in paradise. But if the onion breaks, she stays where she is. The angel was so happy because he knew he could pull her out, and he ran to the woman and held out the onion. He said, come, catch hold, and I'll pull you out. And he began cautiously pulling her out. He had just pulled her out when the other sinners in the lake saw what was happening, and they began catching hold of her feet. And they began catching hold wherever they could catch hold because they wanted to be pulled out with her. But she was a very wicked woman. And she began kicking them. And she said, I'm to be pulled out, not you. This is my onion, not yours. And when she said that, the onion broke and she fell back into the lake. And he writes, she's burning there to this day. The angel wept, and then he walked off. As Christians, we often close our prayers with the words, in Jesus' name. Now, that's not just a nice sounding ending. It means in the name of the one who came to rescue us, to deliver us, to save us, each and every member of the human race. In Jesus' name is the most powerful prayer that we can ever utter, because it's in Jesus' name that we are redeemed and we are rescued. But remember this, it's not our onion. We are saved to be saved. We are saved to join Jesus in his mission in this world. We're not the sole proprietor of our souls. And as St. Paul writes, do you not know that you are not your own? You were bought at a price, and the one who paid the price of life, is named Jesus, our King, our Priest, our Messiah. Amen.